It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, precision medicine is being used for experimental cancer treatments that are getting a lot of excitement in the medical community and the media. But it's expensive and it doesn't always live up to expectations. A health reporter gives us the details coming up. First, the landmark deal between Governor Walker's administration and Taiwan-based electronics manufacturer Foxconn could face an uncertain future following this week's nail-biter of a midterm election. In a narrow win over incumbent Governor Scott Walker, Democrat Tony Evers will have at least some say in what happens next as Foxconn starts building its new LCD screen factory near Racine. In his campaign, Evers had criticized the deal, noting environmental concerns and a low return on investment for the state. Our next guest is with us to talk about what might happen with the deal now that Evers is governor-elect. Ricardo Torres is a reporter with the Journal Times. He covers federal, state, and Racine County politics, along with the village of Mount Pleasant. Ricardo, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I know the governor doesn't have complete power over this deal. How much could change in a Foxconn deal with now a different governor?
Well, I think with Tony Evers coming in, one of the big things that I'm going to be looking into is to see how state oversight is going to play a role in this development. Right now, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that was the main state agency that kind of brought Foxconn to Wisconsin, and they're also the ones who are in charge of verifying tax credits. The deal between the state and Foxconn is almost $3 billion, but Foxconn doesn't get those tax incentives without meeting certain goals. So, for example, if they wanted to hire 5,000 people, they could get X amount of tax credits, and the WEDC is the state agency that is in charge of verifying that. Now, what Tony Evers has told me in the past is that he plans to disband the WEDC, citing other previous issues in the past, and put in, he says, a different state agency that he hopes would run a lot better, a lot smoother than the WEDC. So right now we're kind of in wait and see mode to see if Tony Evers follows through in disbanding the WEDC or if there are some other changes, maybe some other things going on internally. Okay. So that's one area. I think another area is with the DNR. Foxconn has faced a lot of criticisms on environmental regulations and things like that, and Governor Walker wasn't necessarily the friendliest governor to the DNR in Wisconsin, so we'll have to wait and see what Tony Evers does when it comes to the DNR and building it back up and what type of oversight that they will have over the project.
Now, as a candidate, Tony Evers talked about Foxconn in debates, and here he is in a radio ad from the Evers campaign.
Have you heard the saying, it's too good to be true? It probably is. Well, the Donald Trump, Scott Walker $3 billion deal for Foxconn might sound good until you look at the fine print. For starters, did you know that the Trump-Walker deal will take Wisconsin taxpayers 25 years just to break even? That means a kid born today could graduate from college by the time we might see a nickel on their return for our investment. But worse, those promised Foxconn jobs aren't even required to be jobs for Wisconsin residents. Contractors that build the facilities aren't required to be Wisconsin contractors. And the deal would exempt Foxconn from critical environmental protections. Sounds good for Foxconn, but what's in it for the rest of us? Just think if we invested that money in our schools instead. I'm Tony Evers, and I'm running for governor because we need a new approach that will grow the economy for the middle class and invest in our Wisconsin workers and our future. And that's why Tony for Wisconsin paid for this ad.
So that's the case he made on Foxconn. Talk about that job angle. Is this maybe an opportunity for a governor to try to hold Foxconn's feet to the fire and have more of those jobs guaranteed to come from Wisconsin itself?
Certainly, Tony Evers probably hopes that more jobs go to Wisconsin workers. I know just from the contracts that were signed between the state and Foxconn that there's a promise of at a minimum 6,500 jobs, half the jobs, to remain in Racine County. Now, whether or not those jobs go to Racine County residents is another story. So when it comes to the jobs and who gets the jobs, Foxconn has been very forward in trying to recruit people from the state, but they've also been trying to go to other places outside the state to bring people to Wisconsin. That was one thing Governor Walker said on the campaign trail, is that more people are coming to Wisconsin because of jobs like Foxconn, or, you know, locating, hopefully, he hoped, locating businesses in southeastern Wisconsin to lure some talent, some technology talent that, you know, comes as like a ripple effect of Foxconn coming. So I think Tony Evers wants to make sure that the most Wisconsin residents get these jobs, but it's kind of on the company to decide who they want to hire.
Talking to Ricardo Torres from the Journal Times. He covers Racine County, among other things. We're talking about the possible impact on the Foxconn deal of Tony Evers' election as governor. Ricardo, through the campaign, there were surveys and other ways trying to gauge what people around the state thought of this Foxconn deal, how it might affect their vote. You are on the ground there. What are people in Racine County, in the area where Foxconn is coming in, saying? Do they view this as a big positive for the community?
Foxconn in Racine County and kind of around the state is kind of a Rorschach test. You kind of look at Foxconn and you see what you want to see. In Racine County, has had the highest unemployment rate for almost 30 years. So there are people and businesses struggling here who look at Foxconn as kind of like a win, like finally Racine County, you know, gets a break. There are other people, though, in Mount Pleasant who see Foxconn coming in and residents being forced to take money to leave their homes. And some people are willing and wanting to sell their land, sell their property to the village for that then to be turned over to Foxconn. Other people haven't been so happy to do that. And there were people that I talked to who said that they moved out to Mount Pleasant because Mount Pleasant has some rural areas and they wanted to be out in the country. And now with Foxconn coming, it's going to be the complete opposite of that. So they're going to have to move and, you know, to find that life again. And so Foxconn is kind of a mixed bag when it comes to just how people feel. People are happy about jobs coming into the area. You know, not everybody's super psyched about just all the construction that's going to be going on and roads being closed and things like that, you know, to accommodate for this company. So it's kind of lots of mixed opinions, mixed feelings in the area when it comes to Foxconn.
And Ricardo, I sometimes talk about Foxconn in the future tense, but groundbreaking actually happened some months back. What is actually happening? What is underway? What are you seeing around there?
So they're starting to actually build physical buildings. You know, some vertical panels went up. I was at a ceremony several weeks back, kind of highlighting the fact that they're actually building something on the property. For a lot of the area, they're still kind of clearing stuff out, making sure that the ground has a nice foundation for them to build upon and kind of just lay out their blueprints and their ideas for the future. And there's a multi-purpose building not too far away from the Foxconn site where the company kind of has its like offices of like operation and things like that, where they're continuing to work on products and kind of change as technology changes, because this facility is not going to be ready to go for another couple years. And as everyone knows with technology changes from year to year. And so Foxconn sees that as like something that they need to be on top of. They can't be operating with old technology. They can't be producing old technology. So they have this multi-purpose building in order to stay on top of the latest technology trends.
Ricardo, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob. It's great to be here.
That was Ricardo Torres, reporter with the Journal Times. He covers federal, state, and Racine County politics, along with the village of Mount Pleasant. He was with us today to talk about the future of the Foxconn deal under Governor-elect Tony Evers.